Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and with us this morning, Ty Phelps and Jin Cook, talking about the 38th Rose City Chili Pod and Texas Music City Chili Cook-Off. Details to come very shortly because it's different this year. Good morning, Ty and Jin. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Jin, you're kind of a veteran of these programs. You used to come with Blue Daniels, and Blue is just kind of taking the year off, at least from this program. But for quite a few years now, the weekend before the big Chili Cook-Off, we have done a show that talks about the Chili Cook-Off, the Rose City Chili Pod, which is the organization that puts it on. This year, though, things are going to be a little bit different. Last few years, and it's been in several locations around the Tyler area, last few years it's been at the old Gander Mountain location, but now it is moving to the Cannery in Lyndale. And I just know you're really excited about that.
We are absolutely very excited about the new location. The cooks are excited about the new location, and we hope the public gets excited about the new location.
And we will talk to Ty and find out why they should be so excited about this very, very shortly here. But first, let's get a rundown. Just exactly what is the Chili Cook-Off? Who puts it on? How does it work?
The Rose City Chili Pod is a part of the CASI, which is Chili Appreciation Society International. And we put on a cook-off each year. It's always the first weekend in March, and it raises funds for a local charity. The last 3 years, our charity has been Reagan's Hope, and this year, since we are so excited about the new location, we added a new charity, which is Music and Arts Alliance of Texas. And mm-hmm. we're super excited about that. We hope to raise loads of money for both of those charities. And you can come out and set up on Friday and start cooking on Saturday. And then if you're hardcore CASI cook, you can stay and cook again on a second chance cook on Sunday, which is an auto qualifier to go to Terlingua.
Okay, and Terlingua is, for the uninitiated?
I like to say it's the super chili bowl of chili cook-offs. You have to qualify at local cook-offs to be invited to cook at the chili cook-off. And we're actually going to have a two-time Terlingua champion cook at our cook-off, and he's the 2018 current champion as well, so he will be here.
Mm-hmm. And Terlingua is, what part of the state is that in again?
If you drive outside of Texas and make a U-turn, it's there.
Oh, okay. But basically, in the Big Bend country?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Way southwest Texas, yes.
Yeah, right. And that's pretty much what goes on in Terlingua on a year-in, year-out basis. That's what it's known for, the big chili cook-off every year. I think I was remiss a little bit earlier. I don't know if I did titles and descriptions of who the two of you are. You are the Rose City Chili Pod Great Pepper, which means you are the, chief cook and bottle washer. Is that the best way of describing it for the Rose City Chili Pod?
It's our fancy smancy word for president. Yes, the Great Pepper.
And the Rose City Chili Pod is primarily in the business of working year-round to stage this event. And there are other things you do around during the course of the year as well, I believe.
Correct. We meet once a month, and then we plan this cook-off, and we also support other local cook-offs as well. We also have referees which can sanction cook-offs, and we do that in support. We go around and volunteer at other cook-offs, just supporting the chili world and the CASI way of life. CASI is a 501(c)(3) organization, and they support Special Olympics as mm-hmm. well. So it's all about cooking chili, having fun, and raising money for charity.
Mm-hmm. And Ty Phelps, you are actually the owner of Texas Music City. Tell us a little bit about what that is. First of all, just to kind of set the stage for everyone, this event is going to be located in the Cannery, which is in downtown Lyndale. It's a new kind of a little town unto itself, really, which has several venues. Very strong Miranda Lambert connection. Her Pink Pistol Boutique is there. There's a business called Board and Brush. There's a Restaurant Row, which you're filling in over time. 5 music stages and the Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse. But without stepping on your toes too much, tell us a little bit more about what Texas Music City actually is. I think it's a kind of a three-pronged organization.
Well, absolutely. The governor of Texas came down and anointed us after the fact, Texas Music Friendly Community, which means we they recognize us as a community, the city of Lyndale, and our cannery development as a place where we want to make a central gathering place to promote music and arts, and primarily focusing on youth, kids and young adults on learning to songwrite and perform and the business of music, and right down to even with the Music and Arts Alliance of Texas, like you mentioned, providing instruments to students or youngsters that don't have enough money for a guitar or a trumpet or a set of drums. The Texas Music Office, through us, through the Music and Arts Alliance of Texas, can provide those scholarships for that music, for that instrument. But Texas Music City is, you know, the 7 day a week venue is Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse.
Uh-huh.
And that's our 7 day a week stage. 99% of the time, that's where the music happens. But on the cannery property and on the city property next to us, adjacent to us, we have six venues if you count the cannery, the fountain stage, which is a, kind of a stage on the mm-hmm. street, like a street performer. But our venue is about 400 people. Then cannery stage on the end of Building B can broadcast to 7,000 people. Pickers Pavilion, which is a 100-year-old pavilion, the city structure there, it can hold 1,100 people. And then this the final stage that we really are excited about, we haven't used yet, we're going to use on the 30th, is on March 30th, is a stage in the park for 15,000 people.
Mm.
So basically, Miranda's stage and her little pink pistol can go about 50 people, up to 15,000 people. So kind of a wide range and diverse crowds we can draw in.
Okay, and along with Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse, you have Texas Music City Productions and Texas Music City Records, which is just really part of making music available to the public and helping people along as they try to make their way in the music business, as I understand it.
Absolutely, and you know that with our studio that we're going to be constructing and Tyler Junior College will be expanding and starting eventually a School of Commercial Music, so we'll be able to utilize our space for them as a lab to teach music, sound engineering, both live and recorded, in addition to all the songwriting stuff. So it's going to be a cool, you know, School of Commercial Music is not band directing or traditional school. It's teaching the business of music, teaching engineering of sound, live and recorded, and things like that. So, you know, functional things that you can go out and make money right now doing.
Okay. I don't remember if we mentioned it. We've talked about a lot on this show already, and there's so much more to talk about. As we visit with Ty Phelps and Jen Cook with the 38th Rose City Chili Pod and Texas Music City Chili Cook-Off, I don't remember if we told them when it's going to be. It's coming up on Texas Independence Day, March 2nd. It's going to be from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Cannery in downtown Lyndale. And hopefully by now, 8 minutes into the show, people are starting to get a good idea of how much different and what a vastly expanded product this is going to be when you put on this Rose City Chili Cook-Off. It's been big and good all along, and I remember some of the early ones, but bigger and better this year because it is going to be at the Cannery in Lyndale. And you mentioned TJC, Ty, and TJC actually has a North Campus. Its Lyndale campus is in the Cannery. And a little bit of history of the cannery, if you would. Very interesting going back to the beginning of that.
Yeah, it was an old, it's a cannery, it's been around 100 years. It was vacant for many years, but it was the old Allen cannery, if you remember Allen Black Eyed Peas or
mm-hmm.
and other and fruits and vegetables of all kinds. The actual train would pull up, unload the fruit at Pickers Pavilion, which is still there, fruit and vegetables, and they'd go from there over to this processing plant. It's just a really cool history. I know that our foot rail in our bar is actually part of that railroad track that came through there in 1903. It says 1903 on it, so you can imagine how old that is. And so this building was sitting there vacant for many years, and the city really wanted to repurpose it, not just tear it down. So we've done a really good job. They've done a really good job of making the environment fertile for repurposing that building, those buildings. About over 100,000 square feet of space that's been repurposed now to Tyler Junior College, Restaurant Row will be happening, Board and Brush, and of course, mm-hmm. Texas Music City. So it is actually a city in itself.
mm-hmm. And I am gathering that you have already done a really successful job of drawing attention to this cannery venue, bringing people in from around Tyler, Smith County, Lyndale, and from everywhere, really. It really is beginning to establish itself as a music and arts destination for people in the area and tourists as well, as I understand it.
Absolutely. You know, we're calling ourselves the entertainment capital of East Texas, and I think that's what we are now, and we hope to be, you know, Texas-wide. We've, with the big Texas Fest we did last year, which we had 23 artists, and we had all genres represented. We had gospel, classical, blues, jazz, Americana, country, bluegrass. We had every type of music genre represented, and that's what Texas is. It's as diverse as the state is, so is our music, so is our food. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we like to feature. We feature all genres of music. It leans country a lot just because we're in Texas, but man, there's a lot of good music in Texas.
Mm-hmm. The Miranda Lambert tie-in. Miranda Lambert, not that many years ago, she was appearing and doing very well on a TV music contest show. And now she is arguably the most successful, maybe not even arguably, the most successful female country music artist of all time, year after year, just award after award after award, successful recording after successful recording. And it all started in Lyndale, Texas. You were working with Miranda when she was 16 years old. Let's talk about how Miranda and the Lambert family work into this whole scheme.
Absolutely. I started a restaurant called Love and War in Texas 20 years ago in Plano, Texas. And Miranda Lambert and her parents came along. They heard about us, and you know, a 16-year-old female artist does not have a lot of places to play.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be 21 just to walk in the front door of
sure.
a lot of places. And we provided an atmosphere of family gathering, family music listening rooms. So they identified us, came up, we met, and we let her come up and make gas money selling her cowboy hats on our patio. And then we let her get up and play one song and two songs, and finally she opened up for Rusty Weir, and then we had her own show, and then next thing you know, she's on Nashville Star, and she came in third on that show, but of course we all know she really was first place.
She caught up.
Yeah, she did catch up. In fact, all three of the first place finishers, the first, second, third place finishers all played at Love and War in Texas at one point or another. And so the relationship happened. It's the families that got along so well, and the Lamberts invited me down to look at Lyndale whenever the city wanted to repurpose the cannery, and the Pink Pistol needed a bigger place to house more retail stuff. So they asked me to come down, and at first I was very apprehensive, but once I got in East Texas and looked within, behind the pine trees, I realized this is Texas. This is where the central, this is country. This is country music here in East Texas. Country music started in East Texas in the early 1900s. The first million copy sold chart was by Carl T. Sprague, and it's a combination of cowboy campfire music and black gospel.
Mm-hmm.
That's where country started.
Mm.
It didn't start in the Appalachian Mountains. It didn't start anywhere. It started in East Texas, Rusk, Texas. So we're in the heart of country music as it's known today, and a lot of people don't know that. So that's when I quickly realized, oh, man, this is where I need to be.
Mm-hmm. And the Lambert family, Miranda in particular, but her parents as well, really playing a key role in just getting the whole thing off the ground and bringing you to Lyndale, getting the cannery put up or repurposed, and having you here today on the show.
Absolutely.
Very interesting.
Absolutely, yes.
Those who think about Miranda, of course, she calls Lyndale home, and they know about her success as a country music artist, but they may not know some of the background and how it all got started. So this is really interesting material. So anyway, that's where the chili cook-off is going to be. Let's kind of swing back over to Jen and talk about the chili cook-off. It's March 2nd, Saturday, March 2nd, Texas Independence Day, 1 to 4 p.m. Some of the specifics, Jen, I'll toss you the ball, the things that people need to know specifically about how the whole thing works.
Okay, awesome. The cooks can come in and set up at 4 o'clock on Friday, or you can come in anytime Saturday morning if you're a tent cook and want to set up a tent. The turn-in times, the beans are going to be at noon. The junior division will be at 1 p.m., and the Cassie chili will be at 2. We will open the gates to the public for a $5 donation from noon to 4. There will be music going on all day long, which I'll let Ty talk about in a minute. We have activities for the kids, which I'll also let Ty talk about in a minute. And there's just going to be a whole lot of fun stuff. There is a local category that we're going to have some fun with this year. And we're just so excited about the new venue. We're going to have more space. We're closer to 20, so we'll have more entertainment value for you. So whatever you're doing on Saturday morning, come out, see us Saturday around noonish. Stay for the evening. I know the Texas Music City is going to invite you to come and stay the evening. They're also going to continue music during the evening. And if you would like to be a judge, if you could email me at rosecitypod@gmail.com or contact me on Facebook on the Rose City Chili Pod Facebook page, that would be awesome. And we're also having a second chance cook-off on Sunday, which is the Hardcore Cassie Cooks. And it is an auto qualifier, which means if they win first place, they automatically qualify for enough points to go be invited to Terlingua, which is the super chili bowl of chili cook-offs. You have to be invited to go. We have Tom Dozier, which is a two-time Terlingua Cassie champion, coming to cook at our cook-off, and he is 2018's champion as well.
All righty, and we want to be a little bit more specific maybe than I've been during the course of the show so far as we visit with Ty Phelps and Jen Cook with the 38th Rose City Chili Pod and Texas Music City Chili Cook-Off. It's actually going to be at Texas Music City at the Cannery, and it's at 55 Miranda Lambert Way, if that helps people who like to use GPS or Google Maps or MapQuest. But if you get to the Cannery, you'll pretty much be there, and it's in downtown Lyndale, real easy to find. Some of the contact information, we'll repeat that for you, rosecitypod@gmail.com. If you have any questions about anything, the best thing to do is to get on that email address or go to the Facebook page and just probably need to type in something like Rose City Chili Cook-Off, and it should take you right there.
Rose City Chili Pod, yes.
Rose City Chili Pod, okay. Want to make sure we are as specific as we can about that. Facebook users are have a tendency to be very savvy, but we don't want to turn anybody down a rabbit trail or anything. Also, www.cassiechili.net. That's CASICHILY.net. That's a way to find out more about Cassie, the Chili Appreciation Society International. And they do a lot of things. As you mentioned, they give out charities, they promote chili cook-offs everywhere, and they give out scholarships as well. Very interesting organizations. So we certainly want to make sure that people know how to get there. Let's talk a little bit now about the charities. And just briefly, Reagan's Hope, and this year, the help me out here, Ty, the Texas...
The Music and Arts Alliance of Texas.
Music and Arts Alliance of Texas. I'll be reciting that as I fall asleep tonight, so I won't forget it. Reagan's Hope, first of all, familiar territory, but let's give everybody a refresher course on what Reagan's Hope is and what it does.
Yes, sir. I did want to mention Chili Appreciation Society International, which is Cassie, supports the Special Olympics.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
And so we kind of went in that same direction. Reagan's Hope is a support group for parents who have children who have gone through catastrophic events in their life. What we do is if a child has a catastrophic event, whether it's from birth or later on in life, we go in and we support that family. We provide meals. We provide a liaison at the hospital for them and the hospitalist. We help them with insurance, just whatever they need help with. And we also provide events throughout the year for the families to get together with each other so they can, you know, have a support group and know that they're not alone in their journey through whatever event is happening in their life. So we have a local Reagan's Hope volunteer group, and we have families from Jacksonville to Longview to Athens, just all over East Texas that we support throughout the year on an as-needed basis. I mean, sometimes a family comes in and they get what they need and they go, and then sometimes we support a family, you know, for the last five or six years. We always invite the children and their families out to the cook-off. They're our VIP guest, of course. We've done bowling with them. We've done pizza parties. We've done painting with them. It's just an awesome way to get the families together and support families in need. It was started by Delina, who had a daughter named Reagan, who was born with several birth defects, and she knew she had family to support her, but as she was spending all her time in hospitals, looked around, realized not all families had that support, so she started Reagan's Hope. And I'm the volunteer coordinator from them, and so I'm very proud that the Rose City Chili Pod has chosen them for 3 years in a row. And since we have a new venue and bigger crowds and more excitement, we've invited the Music and Arts Alliance of Texas to come on board, and I'll let Ty tell about that.
Okay, before we do that, I just wanted to give out the website. It's ReagansHope.org, ReaganSHope.org, if you want more information. I check that website myself, and as the volunteer coordinator for Reagan Soap. I don't know how you managed to do that, or how you managed to at least be connected to all the things Reagan's Hope does and still be the Rose City Chili Pod Great Pepper. But you got a big smile on your face and you seem well rested, so somehow I guess you're managing. And probably more than that, when you have a passion for things like that, I'm sure it really does make it a lot easier. But we encourage people to check out Reagan's Hope, find out more about what they do, because for me personally, it really is amazing. And again, back to you, Ty. We're talking about the specific role that Texas Music City and the Cannery are going to have basically as the location for this 38th Rose City Chili Pod and Texas Music City Chili Cook-Off. And one thing we haven't really talked about yet is the Music and Arts Alliance of Texas. A little bit about that and what its purpose is.
Well, I'll tell you about that. I want to back up one more time, too. It's Texas Independence Day, and it's chili, Terling with chili. And nothing in Texas, nothing's bigger than food, you know, chili and music.
Yeah.
And so this perfect storm happened, and it just so happened. And the same with the charities. It's a perfect storm, I think, of Reagan's Hope on that side of things, and then the Music and Arts Alliance of Texas, which is helping youth, kids, and they're at, you know, wanting to get into music business or learn to play or songwrite or tour or, you know, we'll even start with at the local library in Lindale at 10 and 12 years old. They go over there and they're starting to learn, you know, writing poetry and learning that poetry, how that translates into writing music. So we start them young, if they show interest. You know, there's a lot of times they don't know they're interested until they try it, and that's what the library's for. So the library is heavily involved there in Lindale. And then as they move up and get older and learn to play and start songwriting, maybe they can't afford a guitar or they can't afford even a trumpet in school. They can apply mm-hmm. to the Music Arts Alliance of Texas through the Texas Music Office, which is under the governor,
mm-hmm.
They can apply for a scholarship for an instrument. So it's pretty much all facets of youth and arts and music that we like to promote and help as much as we can. And in addition to providing a stage and venues for them to play, we just last year USA Network had a show called Real Country, and this is the same producer that had the show Nashville Star from Miranda
uh-huh.
called us and go, hey, do you have any artists? And me and Bev Lambert said, well, yeah, but you need to come here to do your closed tryouts. So we did tryouts on our stage, and we got 7 artists from our groups on the show, which is more than L.A. got on the show.
Wow.
And more than Nashville got on the show. And one of the artists, Billy Joe, is on our record label, Texas Music City. But really, we had a 15-year-old, a 20-year-old, an 18-year-old, a 27-year-old. So youth is our biggest deal, and we got them on the show. And Copper Chief, that's going to play that night, also made the show from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So the Music and Arts Alliance of Texas is exactly what we, as Texas Music City, are promoting for many years, which is getting kids going in the music business.
Mm-hmm. And I know you work with TJC for the older kids or the young adults, and you also have a more elementary-level educational program. And without going into a lot of detail on those, I'll just go ahead and give out the website. If I can flip my page in the right direction here, it's easy to remember, texasmusiccity.com. For additional information, it's also on Facebook. And the Music and Arts Alliance of Texas, actually, that's the information for Texas Music City, but
yeah.
It's all one. Everybody says nowadays, it's all good. It all ties in. MAA-TX.org. MAA-TX.org is the website for the Music and Arts Alliance of Texas. That's also a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So I do hope that we've given out enough computer and Facebook and email information for people to know where to go and where to get more info if they need it. Now, we've gone through just the basics, the different categories, the different things that are going to be going on the day of the chili cook-off. But, Ty, I think you can fill us in a little bit more on some of the things, maybe some of the musical acts and contests and activities that are being brought in this year because of your participation.
Absolutely. We're really featured in the arts and music. And starting Friday at 4 o'clock, you can start turning in, and I want to say you, I'm sorry, the 4th through 7th grade, middle school 7th and 8th grade, and then high schoolers 9th through 12th grade can hand in works of art for a contest. There, you can do a sketch, drawn, or painted work of art, which has to do with Texas history. Since it's Texas Independence Day,
mm-hmm.
you can have a piece of art submitted that celebrates Texas history in some way. And then you, on a hard piece of art, like a sculpture or a, something that you build or create, you can turn that in, and it has to be had to do something with Texas music. So it could be an old guitar made into a statue or a, you know, whatever you think. So there's two categories for youth to enter, and they'll win a whole prize package of things, including $100 and all kinds of gift certificates, things like that. So you can turn that in Friday at 4 o'clock at the cannery. If you're a 4th, 5th, 6th grader, 7th, 8th grader, or 9th through 12th grader. And then on the music side of things, in front of the fountain stage, dead center, right where all the chili cookers are having their RVs set up and everything, we'll have a stage in front of the beautiful fountain, and we'll have music from 12 to 3 out there. Reese Norris, who's a 15-year-old artist from Emory, Texas.
Uh-huh.
1 o'clock, Bailey Ray. I think she's from Texarkana, Texas.
Okay.
2 o'clock, Sam Caleb Band here locally. And 3 o'clock from Tyler, Texas, Tyler Dudley. And then, so that's all during the day. And then the chili cook-off is over at 4 outside. And then we invite you to come inside to Texas Music City. When I say inside, I mean our Seven Bridges Music Hall. It's in Texas Music City. And you'll have music all night, and that's all free. Jaden Lyric, another 15-year-old from Lindale High School. 6 o'clock, Hannah and Haley, 17 and 19 years old. One's in college, one's in high school. They're sisters. And 7 o'clock, Riley Thompson, 16-year-old from Maybank, Texas. And then 8 o'clock, Billy Joe, who's our Texas Music City recording artist and her first runner-up last year and on USA Network. And Copper Chief, who made it to second place on the USA Network, Real Country. They'll be playing at 9:30.
Okay.
That's a mouthful, sorry.
that's quite all right. No, nothing to apologize for. It is a full day, really a full weekend of fun and games and supporting worthwhile charities. And one of the things that amazes me year in, year out, you pay $5 and you get in and you get to be a part of all of this. Again, you can get there as early as Friday afternoon or Friday evening, particularly if you have an RV and you want to set that up. There are no hookups, by the way. We should mention that, but RVs are certainly welcome. And the big event, 38th Rose City Chili Pod and Texas Music City Chili Cook-Off, Saturday, March 2nd, gates open 1 to 4 p.m., and several different categories. Don't really have time to go through all of those, but if you want more information, rosecitypod@gmail.com, or you can check Rose City Chili Pod on Facebook. You can also go to TexasMusicCity.com to find out more about Texas Music City, which is the venue for this event. You can check CassieChili.net for more information about the Chili Appreciation Society International, ReaganshHope.org for one of the charities you're supporting this year, and also MAA-TX.org to learn more about the Music and Arts Alliance of Texas, which has just really, together with the Cannery and Texas Music City, has really, from what I'm hearing and from what you're and just kind of picturing in my mind, this is just going to be a whole new event. Jen, everything you've done in the past has been so successful, and yet this year it's going to be so much bigger and more expansive and really better than it has been before. What about the response you've gotten so far? Are people excited about this? Are they ready to hop in their vehicles and head to that chili cook-off on March 2nd?
They are. We have a lot of positive feedback. I do want to say a great appreciation and thank you to Ty and his team for letting us host it there, and my team on the Rose City Chili Pod for making this happen the way it has. You asked me how I do all the things that I do, and I don't do any of it without my team. I have an awesome team of people who support me in supporting what I want to support, basically, but Ty has been great with it.
Mm-hmm. And we are just about out of time, and I think it's pretty amazing that we've been able to pack this much information into such a short time frame, because there's so much going on. We'll tell you one more time, 38th Rose City Chili Pod and Texas Music City Chili Cook-Off, Saturday, March 2nd at Texas Music City at the Cannery, 55 Miranda Lambert Way in Lindale, Texas. And it only costs $5 per person. I'm just not even going to ask. If that's all you're going to charge, that's fine and dandy with me. Thank you, Ty Phelps and Jen Cook with the Rose City Chili Cook-Off. Appreciate you being our guest today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you again next week on In Focus.